Hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive. Music featuring a playlist of New Age, spiritual, and Christian music from the Jesus music era and beyond. Let's start the hour off with Van Morrison, Listen to the Lion, from his LP, Saint Dominic's Preview.
Search my very soul. Tears like water flow. We sail. We're from Denmark. Way up to Caledonia. We're from Denmark. Way up to Caledonia. We sail, and we sail, and we sail. looking for a brand new start.
Van Morrison and Listen to the Lion on the Ancient Peace Archive with DJ Frederick.
Exploring Science and the Sea. Like relatives who linger a little too long after the holidays, some species of whales are taking their time about leaving Arctic waters in the fall. And that could set up some unpleasant competition with other species for the goodies in the fridge. Researchers at the University of Washington have been keeping an ear on whales and other marine mammals in the straits between the Arctic and Northern Pacific Oceans. They've set up a network of underwater microphones that record sounds for months at a time. The researchers retrieve the recordings and listen for the clicks, whistles, and songs of different species. Sound is a good way to monitor migrations because it can travel long distances, and it can be recorded all year long, even when conditions are too brutal to watch these animals. Some whales are known as summer species because they visit the Arctic during the year's warmer months. That includes humpback, fin, and killer whales. Other whales, such as the bowhead, are winter species. They inhabit the Arctic during the cold, dark months of winter. Over the last few decades, though, as the oceans have warmed, parts of the Arctic have remained ice-free for several more weeks or even months. The underwater recordings reveal that the summer species are taking advantage of that time, lingering in the Arctic well into fall. And that could present a problem. When the summer species stick around, they compete with the winter species for food, extra mouths to feed from the Arctic fridge. Celebrating 10 years on the air, that's Science in the Sea, a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
I was just sitting there fishing. A man came up and stood by me. You wanna come and try some fishing? This man came up and said to me. I got up and I followed him around the countryside. I got up and I followed him around the countryside. Just sitting there counting money I'd collected that day. And when I'd finished my collecting, this man came up, I heard him say, followed him around the countryside. Follow me, follow me, and I followed him around the countryside. I was just kneeling here praying, praying to Jesus Christ the Lord. Come to my life's what I was praying, praying to Jesus Christ the Lord. And he came in, and I followed him around the countryside. He came in, he came in, and I followed him around the countryside. Whispers out low, a message felt from the breeze.
Your life's an example.
Very scarce privately released LP by a group called East of the Altar. That was Show Them the Way. Before that, James Tatum with Alleluia. And we started that set off with a British folk rock band called Aslan from their LP Pause for Thought that was released back in 1975. The song was called Follow Me. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive. Music from the Jesus Movement era and various spiritual paths.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Considering the rapid demise of all our 401ks, maybe economists could come up with a better way of measuring how well we're doing outside of the gross domestic product. That only measures economic activity, which of late has not been especially promising. In fact, one country has already come up with such an alternative metric. In 1972, the small kingdom of Bhutan, a landlocked nation just south of the Himalaya Mountains, devised a so-called Gross National Happiness Index, or GNH. Rather than measure gross economic activity and extrapolating from that the level of our satisfaction, the Gross National Happiness Index seeks to more precisely quantify those things that actually impact our well-being. According to Med Jones of the International Institute of Management, there are seven metrics that can be used for measuring the GNH: economic wellness, environmental wellness, physical wellness, mental wellness, workplace wellness, social wellness, and finally, political wellness. Bhutan's GDP is terrible by Western standards. Many of its citizens are subsistence farmers, but Wang Chuck, the Bhutan king, still maintains that economic growth does not necessarily lead to contentment, and instead, he focuses on the four pillars of the gross national happiness metric: economic self-reliance, a pristine environment, the preservation and promotion of Bhutan's culture, and finally, good governance. In a widely cited study, Adrian G. White of the University of Leicester in 2007 noted that Futon ranked 8th out of 178 countries in subjective well-being, a close approximation of the GNH. In fact, Futon is the only country in the top 20, quote, happiest countries, unquote, that has an extremely low GDP. As long as our economy is nosediving, working toward a higher GNH might make more sense than trying to salvage those long-lost 401ks. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Visions come to me.
chasing dreams among the dead. Hushed the room and silent as she stood beside the door. Chasing dreams among the dead. So the morning found me running as the sun just touched the sky, breathless as the night that brings the day. I stumbled
their LP Light Upon Light, which was released in 1978, we heard the track Spirit Flow. Before that, another track from Aslan from their LP Pause for Thought, we heard Sweet Fire. And we started that set off with Cephas and a tune called Meander. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive.
It's one of the resources we mostly take for granted, and yet our lives depend upon it. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
I am a soil chemist and an environmental geochemist.
Nadine Kabengi is an assistant professor of geochemistry at Georgia State University.
Soil is the skin of the planet. We think soils are made of three things: water, air, and the solid particles that are grouped into three categories: sand, silt, and clay. It's a very dynamic and complex media that our life depend on in many numerous ways. So think back to every action that we do in our life. We eat, and this comes from farming a soil. We live, this comes from putting buildings and houses on that soil. We drink, and the rain is filtered through the soil. We are clothed by growing cotton, for example, out of that soil. So the uses of soils in our life is just everywhere, and we depend on it to a great extent. The bad thing is that soil takes a long time to form, so we have to preserve it and we have to take care of it, because in a lifetime it's not gonna renew. Soils take anywhere between thousands of years to hundreds of thousands of years, depending on the development. So newer soils can be formed in maybe 10,000, 50,000, and older soils, soils that have been present for a long time, have been formed maybe 200,000, 300,000 years old, if not more.
We'll hear more on soil in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation. You can listen to this and previous programs on our podcast.
Just dream. assist him so that he may fly toward the apex of prosperity and salvation, wing his way with the utmost joy and happiness throughout the illimitable space. Raise his melody in thy supreme name in all the regions. Exhilarate the ears with this call, and brighten the eyes by beholding the signs of guidance.
Was Doa with Flight, and before that, A Cannon on the Wind by a group called A Word Inside a Prayer. And we started that set off with a British folk band called Skybird and Lately I Dream. We're exploring music from the Jesus Movement era, music of spirit, on the Ancient Peace Archive. Welcome to Paper Radio, Dispatches from the Papernet. JND Ads and Contacts is an occasional newsletter that promotes print and paper publications, reading, writing, and correspondence, physical mail, and pre-internet modes of communication. The 16 pages of JND Ads and Contacts is filled with information about zines, books, a trading network, and a substantial pen pal section. JND is curated by James N. Dawson, whose writing and layout style is very well organized and reader-friendly. You can write to James at P.O. Box 950, Spokane, Washington, 99210. I'm DJ Frederick. See you at the coffee shop. Well, I'd like to say thank you for listening to the Ancient Peace Archive. If you'd like to communicate with me, my email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's Frederick with an E, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, @christiannewage.com. next time, this is DJ Frederick wishing you many blessings along your journey.